Now,
thank you, Alex, for permission.
Alex
to
has
start
given us
recording.
Permission to start recording.
Just go to your doctor and get a fungal cream.
Look, man, I tried. It's,
tried?
It's,
what part was unsuccessful?
It spread from the starfish to the two veg.
Starfish.
Like, we got a problem.
It's an aggressive situation.
I absolutely hate how you just
you gotta stop using
that.
Communal bike seats naked.
No.
We've all been meaning to talk to you about that.
The rest of us want to use the bike.
We're not talking about a movie tonight. This is your intervention.
The real problem, which I'm not worried about you censoring, because if anybody from my work listens to this, it will have already cleared itself up. A previous coworker of mine reached out to me, who founded his startup in December. He's like, hey, what would it take for you to work for me? I'm like, ah, fuck. So now, I don't know.
Is that a problem?
It is a problem.
I'm not hearing the problem.
The problem is it's super risky if I do work for him.
Alex, I'm on the email chain.
So I'm like, I'm almost hoping he like can't afford me.
Didn't get that impression from the email chain.
I did not get that impression either.
Give that impression would be your...
Well, when I told him what my compensation is now, he's like, okay, what would it take for you to leave? I'm like, oh.
A million?
Add a zero.
So. Yeah.
Or two.
Just make outlandish demands. I only want to work 4 days a week.
If you don't want to do it, just say no.
He'd be cool with that. No. That isn't the problem. The problem is I want to do it.
You're
but it's
like
stupid risky.
But you're like young and you know that you're hireable. Like I don't.
Yeah.
I remember the last time you wanted to switch jobs and then you went on the interview and they offered it to you like an hour and a half later.
while I was trying to
get to Six Flags.
While we're driving to Six Flags with the music blasting in the van.
Everyone be quiet.
And then Melina's like, oh shit, he's talking to the people.
Oh shit,
right
this is
now.
A real call.
Yeah, oh shit.
This is real people stuff.
Like I went to the interview I went into, I'm like, hey, I gotta go to Six Flags, so we need to like
wrap it up.
Do this in like 2 hours.
Alex, the Oscars music.
Alex just like pops his feet up on the desk. He's like, I gotta be at Six Flags in half an hour, so if we could.
Yeah, fucking Batman's opening.
Get this over with.
We got shit to do.
Yeah. And they were like, God damn.
Yeah. He's important. Fuck.
But like, it isn't that I know. Like,
take
I can get
the
a
company chopper.
I know, like, I can get a job somewhere. But it's there are a limited number of companies in St. Louis who can pay me what I want, provide work that is interesting to me, and have a relaxed work environment. I don't have to fucking dress up and go to work or whatever.
I like dressing up.
And I don't
1%
like 1%
problems.
I'm not in the 1%. I'm like in the 20%.
Not according to Ben.
Yeah, Ben thinks I'm in the 1%.
Ben claims that we're all in the
Ben 1%. Doesn't know what that means.
Yeah, no.
Ben claims that if you're in America, you're in the 1%.
Well, that...
No. 300 million and 7
yeah,
billion.
No, that
doesn't
yeah,
work out.
That still doesn't work out. Well, I mean, but still financially, though.
Mm-mm.
Globally?
Globally, financially.
I'll have to do some math on that.
That's
a lot of poor people.
Ben, we'll get back to you.
There's a billion Chinese people. There's a billion Indians.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people. That really skews the numbers out.
But there are 5 billion other people.
I know, but the 5 billion other people aren't bringing the average up, right? To bring the average down. I don't know. Let me do some math when I get home.
All right.
I'm not going to do that. Just so we're all clear.
We all know.
You'll do that math as soon as you bring that creepy crawly oven in here.
God damn it. It's still my fucking closet.
Fine. I'll remember.
Creepy crawlers.
So that's my imaginary problem of the week.
I don't think it's a problem.
I don't think it's imaginary.
You're young. You don't have children. It's easy for you to transition. Your risk is a whole lot less.
It's Tony's worm-tonguing you.
Me? I'm staying right where my ass is.
Tony, have you talked to a gentleman named Chris lately who may have put you up to this?
Lately.
No, they planned this in advance.
Define lately.
Yesterday.
Maybe.
I don't know. I was seriously considering his offer until he didn't show up to trivia. Now he's dead to me.
Mm-hmm. I was just an open... Like, last night I'm like, hey, if you want to meet up with us, we're going to be at Cyberg's. I was hoping he's going to show up, though.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't. You guys talk about all that business shit. I'm trying to get my trivia on.
First off, I haven't seen it. Pretty. No one could hear anybody anyway. We had two tables. The tables segregated.
How many people did you have?
Six.
It was a good
Cushman trivia. And Ben showed up.
Cool.
Melina wasn't listening to the questions, but knew I was writing the answers down wrong. Took my fucking pen. The question was, what is the first name of the chef who does the BAM and let's kick it up a notch? So I wrote down Emerald, and she's like, you need to put Lagasse. And I'm like, that's not even the fucking question. What is the first name? Like, I got the shit on lockdown.
Ugh. Yep, Dantooine.
Yeah. Turns out that was the round we won.
Nice.
Listen, no one's above a second look.
No.
But if you're listening to the questions...
Picked up another $10 gift card. I think our pool's up like 70 or 80 bucks now.
My points are up to like 57.
Sizable. What are you talking about? What points?
You get a Cyberg's card, and you like every time you buy shit, you can get points for it.
What? I've never offered it to
I've
us.
Never gotten one. I went to a hot dog place today for the first time. The guy punched my card twice.
He likes you. He likes your face.
You punched ours like eight
bam.
Times.
Well, because he recognized this. I walked up to him. He's like, you got your card on you? I'm like, no, I lost it. So he picked up a new card and gave us six punches on there. I'm like
I've already
you.
Spent like $80 in points and racked up another like 57.
Well, I think our wagers are like...
We go to Cyberg's an uncomfortable amount.
Our wagers, I think, is dead.
We do.
Yeah.
Weekly.
Yeah. I'm there a lot, like physically in the building, like 4 hours.
Aaron demands that we go there on Tuesdays now because Tuesdays their special is shrimp.
Demands.
Oh,
there's no shrimp special. Her?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm totally over at ours. I love that child.
Yeah, so she demands. That's how she gets her scampi fix.
Scampi.
Her scampi on.
She probably just heard me. She'll be down here in a second. Did I hear scampi?
God, that kid kills me.
Yeah, we just go there to win trivia rounds and
lament the death of our waitress.
Yeah. Oh, we had a waitress.
We had the best waitress ever. And now I think she's dead.
Kale and I would sit down at our table and
yeah,
she would...
one out for her. Right on their floor.
Kale and I would sit down at a table
bring
and
her
she would
back.
Just...
But then I won't get another drink.
It's a problem with all the other waitresses.
That's why you order one last water for the end of the night and pour that shit out.
That's not even drinking beer. Drinking like iced tea.
Can't get it.
Like after round three of trivia.
That's shite.
They preemptively like close our tabs.
Yeah.
We're
like round two.
But
like,
they're still.
I'm still gonna be here for a long time.
She was also the only waitress who like checked on us. Like all the other ones like are hard to get a hold of. I don't know.
So
and
just
none of
them.
Us can remember her name.
Right from the table.
Her name was
hey.
Like.
Hey.
Melissa.
I'm in the bar. I thought it was like Casey. Look, I can't remember her name.
Man, I specifically looked at her name tag and I'm like,
but
I have to remember that her name is.
If you. Whatever your name is, if you're listening to this, why?
If you work at.
But, like.
That would
Cyberg's,
be a miracle considering the number of people that honestly listen to this.
Please.
Cyberg's off Dorset.
Yeah, please be our waitress again. We miss you. Like, even if you don't work there anymore, just, like, show up Wednesday nights
yeah,
and we'll pay you.
Yeah, show up Tuesday for trivia.
Or Tuesday. Don't... Sorry, Tuesday. This is Wednesday. I'm tired. I stay up two nights in a row in the middle of the week to do trivia and podcast.
I was in bed
what's that like, Alex?
Last night.
It's rough.
I'm dedicated to the podcast.
Tony, right. I want to have a frank discussion about reviewing movies today.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about next week?
Mallrats.
Are we doing this Kevin Smith thing?
Yeah.
Have we not done this before?
No.
Do I talk about this every time?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll do Mallrats, we'll do Chasing Amy, and then we'll figure something else out after that.
Oh. Also, there's a...
I already asked about the vomiting.
No. A Hedwig show in
really?
St. Louis.
A live Hedwig. Ooh.
If anybody's interested.
When is this? Do we know?
It's March 31st through April...
Something.
Hmm.
I think it's like 1 or 2 weeks.
That is almost my birthday.
Not a lot of F's in that.
I stuttered on it. Birthday. I corrected
it
myself.
It has to be birthday.
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 It's birthday.
Is it birth week?
It would be during birth week.
Birth quarter.
Birth quarter. Don't give Kayla ideas. It's already expanded to birth
no,
week.
No, birth week is already ruined for me because trivia is canceled, so like...
What?
Yeah, March 15th.
Yeah, they're doing some fucking fundraiser for people who don't have legs or something.
Cancer.
It was cancer.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they didn't cancel the one over here. So we have trivia.
The rest of them are on.
What they said. Expand for your birth week.
He said all the other events are going on, just not.
No, listen. That just depends on the people in my life, whether or not they love me enough to get me to a trivia. Insane birth week. Just a. I'm just a passenger for birth week.
You and Julie share birth week.
Mm.
And
hers is St. Patrick's Day. Mine's the day after.
Yeah. Kim Meyer and I share birth week. Hers is the day before mine.
Kim Meyer.
Your sister.
I know.
Wife's wife.
Your sister.
Sister wife's wife.
Are we sister husbands?
I don't. I never
we
got
brother
a
husbands?
I don't
I think
know.
Kim and I are brother husbands.
Are you honey dicking me? Sorry, that just popped into my head.
What the fuck is honey dicking?
Are you honey dicking me right now?
Is that a thing I don't know that Alex does? Is
no.
honey dicking a thing?
It is a thing.
It's the equivalent of a honey pot for gay men.
Oh.
It's a honey dick.
I thought it was still a honey pot.
What?
No. This is from the interview. It's a joke from the interview.
Oh.
And it's fucking ruined now, so it's fine.
I'm pretty
it's
sure the gay
fine.
Thing is still just honey potting.
I don't remember that.
Listen, there's a whole Archer episode about it.
Seth Rogen yelling at the spy, "Are you honey dicking me right now?"
She's honey dicking you.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Alex.
This is Lena.
This is Kayla.
This is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
Are we?
This week.
I didn't
make BSP great again.
At least tonight we are. All right, so
here is
serious discussion time.
The discussion topic that I want to have tonight, it's about something I saw on Facebook that led me to an uncomfortable place in my life. I saw no less than two people complaining about movies. One, the first was John Wick complaining about how Batman versus Superman looks incredibly stupid. Fine, John Wick's wrong. That's great, but the common thread. A trend emerged.
The problem with judging any movie based on a trailer is just moronic. I mean,
well, to be fair,
it is an advertisement. It's a commercial.
True, but to be fair, with Man of Steel, Snyder has set certain expectations. Like, I expect certain things from this movie that I will get from this movie, but the people who are already bitching about Superman didn't like Man of Steel.
So why are you even commenting? I mean. I didn't like Man of Steel. End.
And, well, this isn't even... this is that was fine. That was fine. I didn't actually give a shit about that. I don't read comic books, so I actually don't give a shit if the character doesn't conform to the comic book. Like that is immaterial to me. Just anyway, what really fucking grinds my gears is this common thread that immediately jumps to this place that drives me up the fucking wall. And it's... American movie audiences are too stupid for a deep, complex movie. False. Like, that is just the laziest argument. That's the argument you make when you can't classify why you like something or why other people don't like something. It's entirely possible for someone not to enjoy something you enjoy. That's not a reflection on you. You can like terrible things. Just like what you like.
Yep. I think the same thing goes along with movies that have... difficult subject matter. Movies like Schindler's List.
I don't enjoy them.
They're hard to enjoy, but you can appreciate...
I really like some Nazi stuff.
No, you can appreciate the artistry and the story that they're telling and
right.
the work put into it. I think that's a different kind of argument.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Well, I think you're absolutely right that making a blanket statement about the movie going public is lazy.
It is. It's incredibly lazy.
It's just a lazy argument.
It's the dumbest argument. And you only ever see this with people who can't constructively communicate like a point. Like they don't have a generic criticism, but they don't like they're not like they can't analyze what it is. So they just need to make a comment.
Hey, you know what? Primer and Upstream Color prove that movie going audiences are just dumb.
Those were both great movies that were a labor to watch.
They were, they took work to watch. They were, they made you think, they made you work for what was going on. Watching the movie sometimes two or three times just to figure out what the fuck was going on.
And that movie kind of exhausts me. And I don't want to watch it again. Like Interstellar is also an exhausting movie, but was entertaining enough that I would watch it multiple times.
See, I like watching Primer. I like watching Primer every so often.
Primer hurts.
It does, but that's why I like it. It stretches me.
Oh, I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Yeah. I liked it.
For me, I enjoy that experience of watching it. But I can see where some people just don't want that. And it's not that they're dumb. It's just that they don't want that for an hour and a half, 2 hours. They want something different. I don't even think the movie's that long. I think it's like an hour and 15 minutes. It's really short. But they don't want that from a movie.
Yeah, and the other person who made that, like, Luke was talking about how he saw The Witch.
Right.
And, like, people walked out of the theater and were talking about how, like, they didn't... His ultimate point was that the people who walked out of the theater, like, missed the point of the movie. Which is not the same as saying American audiences are stupid. That's, like, it's entirely possible for individuals to miss the point of the movie. Like, Buffy is a deconstruction of high school, like, stereotypes with monsters. Like... But it's also stupid. Like, it's so cheesy, it's dumb. But, like, the point is that it is cheesy and dumb. Mm-hmm. But that's also what makes it stupid.
Right.
Like, it's entirely possible to get the point and not like it, and also miss the point and not understand it. But to say that en masse we have this degradation of art intelligence because of, like, no actual data is just the laziest thing. It bothers me, like, to the core.
After I saw Blade Runner... And did not enjoy it.
And was wrong.
Another time. I'm not going your route this time. I was talking to a friend and I said, you know, it just didn't do much for me. And she went on to this whole spiel of, well, if you didn't like it, then you clearly don't understand what was going on. The robot. I was like, I understood the point of the movie. It just did nothing for me. Well, you must not have liked iRobot or this or that because you clearly don't understand how well. Yeah, I do understand how it works. I just didn't like it.
So then I started deconstructing this argument.
Really?
Not yours.
No, I mean, usually yes, I'm too really. Loud.
You keep leaning back.
Because I think I'm being too loud. Okay.
So the thing is, I can control that.
Okay.
I can't control you if I can't hear you at all.
Oh.
It makes it really sound really bad.
Okay.
So here's the problem. Your friend that's trying to convince you that you're wrong about the movie is actually upset the fact that you didn't like something they liked, and that's a reflection on them.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Because their reviews aren't critical. I'm going to tell you you're wrong because the acting is incredible. The story is deep and meaningful.
I think
and it's laced with symbolism that is incredibly relevant to the times we're living in.
I think it's fair to ask the question if someone understood it, if it's an especially heady movie, if it's a movie like Primer. Hey, I didn't like that movie. Did you follow it?
Yeah, like that's fair.
I think it's fair to ask, did you understand what was going on? Did you follow it?
That. Right. It was, you clearly don't understand this or this or this or you know, the movie is way beyond you. Nope. Just didn't.
But that line at the end is ad-libbed. It's so good. It's so good. It's like such a complex line. That's
like Tears in the Rain.
Made up. Fucking paper figures.
Okay, let it go, sweetheart. Let it go.
I'm already past it. I don't give a shit if you enjoyed it or not.
But I'm wrong.
Your opinion about it does not in any way, shape, or form lessen my enjoyment of the movie.
Exactly.
In fact...
I just feel sad for you.
Yeah,
you
don't
enjoy something so wonderful.
I just feel sad that you're cold and empty inside.
Y'all can just bite me. Just saying. Was that loud enough? Y'all could just bite me.
I don't know. It just bothers me that these people are shallow enough that they're not ever going to... Now I'm doing the same thing. Like this fake straw man person that is so lazy that they can't... You know what? This is just a meta reference to myself.
Adam, you have a master's degree. Don't sell yourself short.
Oh, stop it.
All
Then I segued this into Trump.
Oh, God.
I actually wrote a fantastic article today about that explained Trump's rise with the correlating it to the rise of authoritarianism. It's pretty fantastic. Like, people have gotten to the point now where what they want is they want a loud, strong leader to tell them what to do when they get afraid, which is like the culmination of several years worth of fear-based propaganda, which is the state we live in now.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't actually give a shit what Trump says, but he says it loudly and confidently, and that gives people a sense of security.
Did you see?
Which is fucking terrifying.
Did you see what he did to Chris Christie?
Yeah. Did you not see me link all those things today?
Get a,
did you watch all the vines?
Okay, get on the plane. It's over there. Go home.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you watch all the vines?
Yeah.
All of them?
I mean, I didn't watch your vines because I...
The Sound of Silence?
I already saw them.
Did you see the Sound of Silence?
Sound of Silence was good.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you watch all of them? No.
No, I didn't watch any of your vines. Sound of Silence?
No, the first yes was just to get you to shut up and move on. Yeah.
The Mad World one, I think, is my favorite.
I haven't seen that one.
It's good. It is exactly what you think it
I'll
is.
I'll look for it
it's
later.
It's just so good. It's and I want someone to take the Pixies Where's My Mind piano piece and do it to that. I was going to do that today, but I was like, oh, I gotta do one.
There's another fucking thing that I saw where there's a Ted Cruz bad lip readout. It's so fucking perfect.
Someone took one of his tweets.
Was that you? I saw that. Okay.
He circled all the letters and spelled it, I am the Zodiac.
Wake up, America.
That was good.
This is the worst thing about American politics right now. Like, it's not funny, but the internet can't stop itself, which, like, makes it, like, blunts at the edge of this terrifying scenario we're in. So, like, it's hard for me to take it seriously because the internet is doing shit like this, but I know this is serious business. But on the other hand, it's also really funny, but it's not funny.
I read an interesting article a couple days ago where they were talking about how when he won, was it Arizona? And he was he's like, yeah, we won the rich vote, we won the poor vote, we won the highly educated vote, we won the poorly educated vote.
And I love the poorly educated.
I love the poorly educated. And people were like losing their minds. They're like, see, he's making fun of him. And the article is basically saying what the people who are making fun of him for saying this are probably in the higher educated camp. And what they fail to realize is that people who are poorly educated look at being highly educated as a slight in some cases.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they feel proud because they are succeeding without having that fancy edumacation.
It's a combination of two things.
It's fascinating. He is the prince.
It's a combination of two things. One, there is a comprehensive assault on educate. Like, it is a stigma to be smart in this country for some unknown reason. And two, no one thinks they're stupid.
Yeah.
No one thinks they're stupid.
The thing that I don't get, like, they attacked, did it start with Obama where they're like, oh, he's an elitist. He's gonna run the most powerful country in the world? Good? Like, be fucking elite?
Well, that's like elitism. That's just coded.
It's just derogatory. It's just derogatory. Using words in a way to spin them.
Elitist is a problem.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The way they use it, it's just coded rhetoric for intellectualism. That's in that period of time that you're talking about. That's what the big thing was, elitism. Like, they're talking about intellectuals.
Yeah,
just but like, they have to say it in such a way as they sound, you know, like,
derogatory.
Ooh.
They're making it sound so bad.
Well, yeah.
Like, it's a bad thing
right.
to yeah. have intelligence
right.
and to use it.
Yeah,
you fancy lawyers.
Yeah.
We don't need another guy who got straight C's through college.
I'm right here.
Hey, now.
I was clearly talking about George Clown Boner's Coke Snorting Bush. But
listen, here's the thing about George W. Bush.
Clown Boner?
You kept saying George W. Bush was a Nazi. And then he said Obama was a Nazi, and look where we are. You can't say Trump's a Nazi because the word has lost all fucking meaning.
I didn't say Bush was a Nazi. Cheney. Cheney's a Nazi.
Cheney was fascist. Concession.
I read something today where they were trying to compare Bernie Sanders' socialism to Adolf Hitler's socialism.
What?
Adolf Hitler's socialism isn't both parties.
Yeah.
The word socialist.
The word socialist.
Adolf Hitler wasn't so much of a socialist as he was a tyrannical dictator.
Well, no, their party was, what was it called? It was
the National Socialist.
Oh yeah,
something.
Whereas Bernie Sanders is a democratic socialist.
Just like in China, so it's like the Democratic People's blah blah blah. So Democrats must be Chinese communists, I guess, by the same logic.
Listen.
Kim Jong-un's a member of a Democratic Party.
I don't know what it means.
No, they don't.
I don't understand. Here's what I don't get. I don't understand how the propaganda is so good that you convince a large segment of the population to vote against their own self-interest. I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's because because all they're being spoken to about is their self-interest. What they see is their self-interest. If you're talking to somebody about taking away their guns, taking away their right to be bigoted.
Yeah,
this is like, right. A lot of people are super concerned about their right to be a bigot.
Yeah. Yes, they
really
are.
It's really weird.
Yep.
If I can't use the N-bomb anymore, I might as well just fucking kill myself. What is going on?
I legitimately saw and heard someone say, I am not in the level of financial wealth where I would be affected by Bernie Sanders' policies, but man, I could be someday.
No, you
so
can't.
I'm gonna vote against.
That was actually another article I read that like they've convinced people that the American dream is just right around the corner for everybody.
Yeah,
which one is not, and two, there is no American dream. Yeah. But like everybody is just preparing.
Spoiler, everyone listening.
Yeah, everyone's just preparing for like next week when they're going to suddenly become rich. But that's not how. That's not reality. That's not how things work.
The other thing to it is media. Almost all the media companies are now owned by giant businesses. Giant businesses will spin everything they can to politicians who are giant business friendly. That's why they downplay Bernie Sanders' victories so much. Like I saw a headline a little.
This discussion brought to you by friends of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
President.
I saw something I can't remember which one of the primaries it was, but it was Hillary Clinton wins big in this primary. You look at it, and she won by like a delegate.
But did she? Were there super delegates involved?
Yeah, the super delegates.
As soon as the super
thing.
Delegates come in, that changes the story.
The super delegates is fucking dumb. Like that shouldn't even be a thing, right?
Listen.
Was I looking at things right? Is it only the Democrats that have superdelegates?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
I don't understand that system at all.
They're just people who are handpicked who have the power to cast a delegate vote.
By the way, however they want. So we're all clear. The delegates can vote however they want.
Regardless of any
votes.
Yep. Yep.
So let's just not pretend like this pageantry of these caucuses actually matters. The DNC is going to pick whoever they want to run. And they have already picked who they want to run.
Absolutely.
The whole problem, like the primaries are stupid.
What's really interesting is that the Republican Party is so torn about who they want to run.
I don't think they are. I think they don't want Trump to run,
They have to at this point.
They want Rubio. They flat out want Rubio. They don't want Trump at all because they have no control of him, and they don't like Cruz because Cruz is controlled by like four donors. Because
Cruz
specifically.
Also, Cruz is kind of crazy.
He Cruz is scary.
Cruz is one step down from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. I think Cruz is worse.
You think so?
I think so.
He doesn't know as many words as Trump.
Here's the thing. I know Trump will not get anything done. I just know he won't. He's just too wishy-washy. But Cruz is laser focused on being sadistic. He's just going to only do those terrible things. Like, Trump is just going to do whatever he's going to do. Like, fire guns out into crowds of people or something, which is less dangerous than what Cruz wants to do. Anyway. He also looks like a serial killer.
Also, Ted Cruz, I found out, looks a lot like Grandpa Munster, thanks to the...
Thank you.
Yeah,
he does. He has dead shark eyes.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Chris Christie, because fat guys stick together.
He already dropped down and endorsed Trump.
That's right, I'm writing him in.
You know, that's completely fair. That's all right. I completely respect
that. Belly Brothers.
Listen, are you in the fat frat?
I actually
like found Chris Christie to be the least offensive of the Republicans.
I need to get a hold of Mr. Meyer. The Bourbon Wings Party needs to make a resurgence.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Mast Meyer, 2016.
Oh, what the fuck? That's right. I don't know. You guys haven't done anything in 4 years.
No, we haven't.
You haven't blockaded Congress.
Yet.
Blockaded?
We'll just stay in front of the doors.
Yeah, like they just rolled up like two battleships and like just wouldn't let anybody in.
Have you guys heard about the like rise of violence happening at Trump rallies?
Did you see the fucking reporter get choke slammed?
That's what I'm talking about.
By the Secret Service agent just grabs him by the neck, starts choking the fuck out of him.
Secret Service agent, and
slams him on the ground. It was a Secret Service agent. Yes,
I mean, I heard Trump.
It was a Secret Service agent guarding the press pit, and a photographer stepped out of the press pit to take a photo of, I can't remember, it was some protesters who showed up, and the Secret Service agent was like, hey, get back in there, and he was like, no, fuck off, and then the Secret Service agent just grabbed him by the throat and started choking him out.
Well, there's another instance of, like, these black protesters who were, like, being dragged out of the crowd, and the crowd was, like, as they're being taken out, the crowd is, like, attacking them. So there's a bunch of people who are, like, it's literally just a matter of time before, like, one of these, the people attending the rally, like, brings their gun and, like, decides.
Yeah, it's just a recipe for fucking disaster. Yeah.
And Trump never... discourages it.
No,
and,
of course not. Because like the time he loves this frenzy.
He loves it, absolutely, because it
pushes
him up further.
How he kicked out 30 black kids, who didn't do anything.
It's all publicity.
Absolutely, but didn't it is.
They,
and that,
they showed
that
up.
Sickens me.
Didn't
even more.
They do something?
They
Alex,
showed up to a rally that he was kids. Having on their campus.
Speaking of,
oh my god!
Speaking in rallies and campuses.
Yeah, by the way.
Your boy is going to be in town,
Bernie?
On Friday.
Yeah,
at SIU.
So close, you can get a third degree burn.
Is he really?
Yeah, Julie told me this evening.
Why are we going, Alex?
Did he not tell you
that he was going
to be in town?
Did he not personally?
I wasn't on the fucking list
because you didn't give it.
Yeah, you should have given more
the
money,
fuck, Bernie. Come on.
I was on the list.
You need to up your
hold on. I'm
to get on
fucking.
The super...
Like I'm doing it right now.
I'm looking into it.
It's a real
thing. I'm draining
thing.
My account as we speak.
It's a real thing.
I actually can't drain my account because there's a limit. How much I can give?
Sounds like something someone in the 1% would say.
Yeah.
I'm not in the 1%. I'm like in the
20%. He's not beholden to your corporate sponsorship.
Jesus, Alex.
I assure you, we're going to talk about the movie.
I actually feel like this is thematically appropriate to kind the movie. Of.
We're not even supposed to be here today.
All right, let's get on to Clerks. I know I got something else that I was going to talk about too, but I cannot for life remember.
We'll come around to it.
Well, yeah, we'll get there.
Kayla, what'd you think?
Clerks.
Did you call on her because she was fucking around on her phone?
Yeah.
That's
this
totally
is
fine.
Why you always sit in the back of the class.
It's totally fine. I was out in the front. Because I heard statistically people who sit in the front get better grades.
I heard they get called on less.
In the front?
Yeah.
In my organic chemistry class, I sat in the back so I could rest my head on the chalk rail that was back there. Slept through it.
I felt like my education was important.
So it was organic chemistry in college, and I had just taken it I had just taken A Chem in high school, so it was like a step backward.
We had alphabetically assigned seating.
Sounds
so
like...
I always had to sit next to fucking Brett Lively.
In college? You had alphabetically assigned
seating? No,
high school. Oh, okay.
No, in college, I just sat where the fuck I wanted.
Yeah.
Clerks. I liked it less than I thought I was going to. A lot less.
It's your first time seeing it?
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
That's we'll fiend.
We'll get there.
Like the black and white artsy fiend.
Lena.
Had I seen this when it first
came out, I would have liked it more. I didn't hate it, but there was a lot of eye rolling while I watched it. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know if it's that. I'm trying to think of the right, just the people of that age that I knew when I was that age didn't talk like that. And it, don't give me that face. It just, it made me a little nuts.
That's my favorite Adam face, actually.
I was looking at him.
He was making the same. We were,
yeah.
Face brothers.
And I mean, I didn't dislike it, but I wanted to slap so many people while watching it.
I'm having a hard time relaxing my eyebrows.
And as I'm watching the movie, all I kept thinking of was, fuck, they're going to skewer me when we review this.
Do I ever skewer you when we review things?
Not completely.
That's because we didn't talk about Watchmen.
We didn't. But we also
Watchmen?
Yep.
I haven't seen it.
Good. Then we don't have a problem.
So what'd you think?
I liked it. I mean, I've seen it way, way back. And it's the same movie.
Yep.
I did finish Mallrats tonight also because it expires tomorrow. Mm. So
I Alex.
Actually have both in my head right now.
I think this is the first time I've seen this movie all the way through. Before, I've seen like bits and pieces of it. The nostalgia didn't hit me. I really didn't care too much. Like, there were some funny bits. There's some good quotes from it. But overall, I'm surprised I didn't really care about this movie.
Oh, he doesn't get the face, but I do.
Oh, he didn't say something just factually incorrect.
What? you.
It's not the movie's
fault. No, there was something that was said factually incorrect.
Listen, movie.
Factually incorrect.
It's not you.
It was the same thing. We both got that.
All right. I'm sure I'll hear about it soon.
No, you're going to.
Tony.
I love the movie. I love the movie when I saw it.
Do you love it when you don't see it, though?
I do. When I watch it with my elven eyes, I still love it.
Very dangerous over short distances.
I do have a lot of nostalgia for it just because I was that age at that time and I knew all of my friends and I talked exactly like that.
Constantly. When I said that, but I did not.
Yeah. And see, all of my friends and I talked exactly like that.
Now
and
you
we
know
were
those
in
people now.
And we were in the kind of minimum wage piss on. We were being pissed on it in our jobs. And it was our jobs. We weren't defined by that, but I think we wished we could be Randall, and there were days we felt like Dante, but we definitely had the same kind of communication. My buddy Chuck and I were that was us. That was the kind of shit we would pull. That was the kind of stuff we would talk about. It was just, that was just who we are. And so the first time I watched it was like, I felt very comfortable watching the movie because it was like, oh, that's me and my friends. Yeah, that's us.
But it wasn't me and my friends, so not so much factually incorrect, but nothing
way,
that I had experienced.
You hang out with those people now.
Well, yeah, that's different.
But you watch the movie
now.
Like, this week, now.
But that movie is, I mean, they're 20 years old, so that's what I liken it to.
We literally had a discussion not like a month ago about Star Wars. Like, to the level of him talking about the fucking contractors under that star.
The parts of the movie that I did enjoy, and I guess maybe I shouldn't discount the entire movie for what I didn't, because the majority of it is this sort of, like, rat in a cage, like, minimum wage deal. I totally identified with that, and I thought that was great, and I agree with you, like, in that sort of job, that's exactly how I wouldn't call them friends, but like we acted and we would have seen someone, you want to do the things that Randall is doing, you know?
Well, and see, when
Randall
I was
a video store guy, right?
Yeah. Yes. And see, when I was 17 to 20, those were my friends. It wasn't the people at high school because I hated those people. College was other random people. There was no hanging out with anybody. There was
didn't have a crew
study groups.
In college like
no,
that.
No, there was none of that. But the people you work with, you're working with a smaller group. You, even if you don't like the people, you have a connection to them. You have to work with them.
Right.
So, So you have to communicate with them. So for us, that was, plus like one or two of them were legitimately my friends. We would hang out after work. We would do things together, things like that.
This guy I used to work with in Deerberg's Produce, every party we went to, this guy would get naked. And he would just walk around naked. And this dude, like, did not have the penis to walk around naked with. Like, it's not a guy that you would, like, not getting naked because he wanted to show off his dick. All right?
Just getting naked.
Yeah, he was just getting naked. It's like, Joe, put some fucking clothes on. Now he's, like, running for mayor of some city.
Confidence. It's all about confidence.
It's all about, like, I want to vote for him, but I don't live there. But I used to work with him. I don't particularly like him.
I think you just gotta save that until he gets to like a higher level of office and then cash that in.
I've seen him poke a hole in a watermelon cardboard bin and then fuck it with a broom.
See? This is important.
Yeah, he's probably got equally as bad stories about me. That's not true.
You're not running for office.
That's also very true. Public service sounds like a nightmare.
I think the thing I realize now watching the movie more is I don't like Dante.
I don't like Dante either.
That was my problem.
Dante's worst part of the movie.
I appreciated the person Dante was when I was in my 20s. I don't like Dante now.
No.
I understand what he's going through, and he's a mess, but I don't like him. I still like Randall.
But I think Randall ends up being like, I don't want to say morally, but just like a better person at the end than I would have pegged him to be.
He's the
at the
bard.
Beginning. The bard?
Is that what yeah. You're yeah. Yeah. He is. And see, I had a friend like that too. I mean, he was the loudmouth one who would make the dirty jokes and would swear all the time and things like that. But like, we all went and played softball together one day and he brought his own bat. And he's like, the only reason I had this was because I had an asshole roommate that I didn't trust because he dealt drugs. So that guy's not in my life anymore. And like when nobody was paying attention, there was some kids playing the field and he's like, here, you guys take this. You know, it was just like he was secretly a nice guy. Like, yeah. And he hid it from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, and I like that. I just appreciate that about him.
For like all the bullshit and like weird, creepy things that Randall is doing.
Like, God. Get some tranny porn so we can watch it together.
Like his mind is, well, I shouldn't say his mind is really in the right place because he's in the fucking, but like, what does he tell him? What does he tell Dante when he's talking to him about his relationship? He's basically saying, like, hey, you're dicking, what's her face around? What is her name? Vanessa?
Veronica?
This is the whole waitress thing all over again, you guys.
That's sexist, Alex.
No, it was Veronica and Caitlin.
There it is.
Caitlin was the old girlfriend, right?
Yes. Caitlin Bree.
Ah, oh, that's right.
Like, he's the one who ends up dropping, like, all the wisdom for all the bullshit and crap that he talks throughout the entire movie. He's the one with the all of the wisdom at the end. Just, like, all of it.
Between him and Silent Bob. Silent Bob gives the speech at the end, too.
I started watching the movie.
Was it Clerks?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, spoiler. Dante rolls out of the closet, and I'm like, fuck, I hate Dante. So then at the beginning, where it's mostly just Dante doing things, I was like, I hate Dante. So I started surfing IMDb. I started finding anything else to do to avoid watching Dante do things because I fucking hate him so much. He's just lazy and stupid. And like every decision he makes is against his own self-interest, but he's too stupid to realize that everything he's doing like is not actually what he's just an idiot. So then I started scrolling through IMDb. And did you read the trivia for this movie?
I know a lot of the trivia for the movie, but I didn't read it.
There
from
was
IMDb.
One piece of trivia on there that was the most interesting thing that redefined the way that I watched this movie.
Was
today.
Was it that they turned up the volume on when the cat took a shit so that you could hear it?
No, it was
that happened.
This movie is modeled after Dante's Inferno.
Yeah,
and is cut in 9 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "What the fuck?"
And each of that's what all the title cards are for.
Yeah, I know. And then I started watching. I'm like, "Holy shit, Dante's Inferno was so fucking good." Then I had to rewatch the movie like that, and I was like, "Oh, this is much better." But Dante is still the worst.
Dante is the worst.
And I don't understand who he is in Dante's Inferno. Because Dante himself in the Inferno is just like a passive character. Like he doesn't.
Isn't that what Dante?
That's what Dante is.
No.
He's not even supposed to be there.
Dante's on a voyage of self-discovery, and he doesn't even know he's on
it. He's not on that voyage. He's dragged into that voyage.
That's the thing. He doesn't even know he's on it.
Right.
And he when a character lets stuff happen to him.
When a character doesn't know he's in a narrative of his own device, then he's not actually a character in it. Yeah.
But how many times through the course of the movie is he told by someone else what he's doing wrong and what he needs to do to fix it?
Like constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like almost everyone who comes in and interacts with him is doing that to him.
I know. This is my point. Like he
when
doesn't
I
have
think about it, everything I hate about this movie is Dante.
Yeah.
So maybe I didn't dislike this movie as much as I was thinking.
Big black cocks, pearly white cum. Yeah. God damn, everything with Jay was fantastic too. Jay's pretty much the best thing about every movie that he's in.
It's really good.
There's the scene at the end where Jay and Bob walk into the convenience store and Jay's like singing and then Bob drops the knowledge at the end. That whole scene, if you watch Bob's face, if you watch Kevin Smith's face, he is fucking pissed. He is just livid because Jay is both drunk and high at the time. And he's like, he just wants to fucking get done with this. And he just wanted to fit. He just has to get through his lines because I have to say my shit. And I have to get him through this so I can do mine. And he is just pissed. And if you look at his face, he is just pissed.
I want to go look at that again later.
Yeah, I also like the movie is deeply flawed technically. Like all of the acting is atrocious. It was so bad.
It was his buddies and a couple of guys he hired from community theater.
Yeah, so bad. Yeah. And he like bankrupted himself making the movie. Like it's so bad. But even
it was
for
on
all
credit
those,
cards.
And
basically.
Like he had to sell some of his comic book collection in a car, like an insurance settlement from a car that got broken in a flood.
Yep.
Just a whole like. But even then, like the acting's terrible. Technically, the shots are awful. Like the set is awful. Because they shot it at night. It's just, everything about it is terrible. But, like, that adversity produces such, like, an organic feel to the movie that the black and white kind of just brings together. I don't know, it's just, I just wouldn't expect it with all that shit stuff happening that it would be anywhere near as good as it is.
See, I noticed that more in the beginning of the movie. But, like, as the movie goes on, I stop paying as much attention to it.
Yeah, it gets smoother.
Especially, and I think it's especially when Randall comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He's a distraction.
Yeah, he is. He's the distraction in the magician's tool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's we're going to watch the flashy guy and not how bad everything else is.
I'm not entirely sure why, but I went into this. I just expected so much out of it. I don't even know why. I expected so much. I knew it was his first movie. I don't know. I just thought it would be so much more.
He made it in the convenience store he worked in.
Yeah, but I did not.
He didn't.
I didn't know
didn't
any of
any
this
studio.
Pre-stuff.
Yeah,
he
didn't have studio backing. It was...
He would work and then shoot the movie.
Yeah.
It was it.
After I read all that after the fact and...
Sundance, I think? Was it? I don't know. I don't remember. He was at a film festival and I think it was Harvey Weinstein was in the theater. And he was just about to leave. He was in like the first 5-10 minutes of the movie. He was about to leave. And somebody said, no, wait until you get to 37. Just wait until you get to 37. And then if you're comfortable leaving at that point, leave. Otherwise, stay for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed for the rest of the movie. And then bought it. And Miramax released it.
In a row.
Alex,
trying not to suck
quiet.
Any dick on the way through the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here. He's trying to get Bernie tickets.
He's trying to get
There's no
39.
They're not selling them yet, apparently.
They sell the tickets?
Don't they?
I thought you just show up.
I don't know.
You
just...
Bernie.
But
I'm not going with you. I registered to vote, which I feel is a monumental effort.
That was
part.
Huge.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
I'm going to go. If my boss ever comes back to work from a strep
throat, I'm
going to tell him.
Wait, what time is it at? Because we have plans on Friday.
10
a.m. All right, that's fine.
It's not this Friday. It's next Friday.
Okay, whatever. Then we can be whenever it wants to be.
But I don't really have a lot to add to this movie. I didn't care about any of the characters. Yeah, Randall was probably the best character in it, but
better than Jay.
Dante sucked.
You never really got that like minimum wage, like not just minimum wage, but like slave to the wage.
Yeah, I never had that. I was privileged.
But even when you worked retail, like you went up to Geek Squad pretty quickly, and that it was like,
yeah, because working on the sales force sucked. So I went to Geek Squad, and then I worked in people's houses.
That right there, that sentiment right there.
Yeah,
working on the sales force sucked. Like that was this movie. Like that phrase is this movie.
Yeah, but like I didn't have any coworkers who were that shitty
Jason
in my department.
Was Randall?
No.
Oh yes, he was.
Randall's so much better than Jason.
No, he was the Randall of our store. Jason, if you're ever listening to this.
Trying to look for the cousin's name because I couldn't remember it off the top of my head.
What cousin?
Jay's cousin.
Blackula?
Was it Olaf?
Oh.
I was just annoyed all the time with how shitty
Berserker.
Dante was with
like
his relationships.
Would you like to making fuck Berserker?
Did you just say making fuck?
I forgot about
it. I feel like that guy just made that part up and then like that, not the act, like, not the character, the actress is like, did he just say making fuck? Yeah, everything with his relationship was the worst.
He was so obnoxious about his relationships.
Yeah.
I just hated him for it.
He was just dumb. He had no sense of where the argument today is that kids of that age feel entitled and like they deserve to have everything handed to them, and they walk into a company and they feel like they deserve a huge salary and they don't want to start at the bottom and they don't want to work their way up. Randall is exactly opposite of all of that.
I feel like that's a fictional narrative.
I'm not saying that that's a real thing.
Okay.
I'm saying that is a view that some people
I know. I've heard the story, but like I have never seen any actual evidence of that. Like,
no, it's
yeah, I don't there where I
there's
work,
a lot
I
of
sta- see it.
There's a lot of statistics that prove that false.
Yeah,
we can get into detail about this if we want, but
I don't care about that. What I care about is that is the narrative, not whether it's real.
No,
or
I
not.
Get what you're saying.
Randall is exactly opposite of all that.
Yeah,
he doesn't feel like he's worth putting forth the effort. He doesn't feel like
that he's worth it. I don't think he feels like he isn't worth it. I think he feels like the job isn't worth it.
But he also doesn't put forth the effort in his relationships. In
Randall?
School.
Randall?
Dante.
I'm sorry, Dante.
Okay, you're all right.
Not Randall. I'm sorry. If I said Randall, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I was about to say, whoa.
This is all about Dante.
This is a new angle to this.
This is all about Dante.
Okay.
I think Dante is exactly opposite of all that.
Yeah.
He doesn't put forth the effort in anything. Even in hockey.
But he deludes himself into thinking that he does.
He does. You're right.
He has zero capacity for self-introspection.
Right.
Oh, introspection. You don't need self on there.
Redundant with your ATM.
Oh, wait,
I'm going to introspect on you.
Self-examination. There we go.
Better words.
Yeah. He has zero capacity for objective self-examination, which drives me crazy.
It's just stupid because he doesn't even really need it because it's spelled out for him over and over
constantly.
And over and over.
He's in Vermont? Sorry, just threw that out there. That was a quote from the movie where his boss goes out of state for no fucking reason.
Or when that guy is like, I bet I can do this hockey thing to you, and then just shoots the ball off the roof.
I don't think I was watching at that point.
It happened. And that chick had sex with that dead guy.
I was watching at that point.
We were all watching at that point.
They pull the body out. Get a massive boner.
Bet you've seen some pretty grisly things. Yeah. I was at a good guy who broke his neck trying to suck his own dick.
I don't like. There were some good parts of like. There's some good quotes and some good parts to this movie, but I don't know. I just don't care. I thought the nostalgia would hit me, but it never did.
What do you have to be nostalgic about?
You weren't that age at that time.
No, but I felt like I'd seen parts of this movie before, so I thought like that would.
No, I mean, I feel nostalgia for the movie, and I saw it when I was in high school. And I wasn't that age at that time.
Yeah, but you're still in high school
now.
Still acting like
people.
High school,
people tend to be nostalgic for things that happened in high school or things that you know.
Well, I know, but Alex also had a high school experience, I assume.
Yeah, but he didn't watch Clerks during that time.
All right.
I don't know.
Wait, and this doesn't really apply to...
This is the first time you've seen this? Oh,
this is the first time I've seen it all the way through. I've seen bits and pieces of it whenever Comedy Central has played it a long time ago.
I don't feel like Comedy Central does this movie justice.
No. No.
They use the word fuck a lot.
My love for you is like a truck, Berserker. Would you like some making fuck, Berserker? My love for you is ticking clock, Berserker. Would you like to suck my cock, Berserker?
Open the door and they've got the sticker of Randall says, I eat cock. Oh, man, that is good.
Yep.
That shit still makes me laugh, man. Even after all these years. One of these days, you know, this is what amazes me. Like, every year, I always wonder... Like, you look at older people, and, like, how did you get this way? And so...
Old?
No, like...
Crotchety.
Like, Ted Cruz, like, how did you get this way?
Who hurt you?
Yeah, like, what happened to you?
But, like, his college roommates are like, he's always been a fucking douche.
Yeah,
I've always hated this guy.
But it's like, how did you become this, like, older person that's, like, racist and all this other shit? Like, how did this happen? And is this gonna happen to me? It's entirely possible that one of these days it's just like gonna flip the switch and I'm gonna worry about me not being safe, and that's gonna drive me to be like make fear-based decisions. Like, there's always the potential that this is gonna happen, but then I see little speech bubbles that say I eat cock and I still think it's fucking hysterical. And that gives me a glimmer of hope for the future.
So here's a fun fact
that maybe I'll escape it.
Ted Cruz is 3 months and 8 days older than me. That's it.
His hair's a lot darker.
Well, I'm sure he dyes it.
Yeah, that's a bold statement.
Meow.
I also don't think I've ever heard Tony make racist statements or...
you're not listening closely enough.
Or I've also never seen Tony speak with the devil, so there's some differences. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch this as the podcast?
We're only here one night a week. It's a lot of time that we don't
hear. Did you hear Luke's song? That fucking whiskey bottle.
The best one is in the edit. Is in the outtake. Which is like, so I was like, what's the name of the song? And he just blows it. So that
stop.
The problem is Melina is too focused on him during that. What you don't see is he's got that bottle of Jack and he just took a huge swig of it and he's doing it right in my face. So I'm just getting this all these Jack fumes right in the face and I'm going like this the entire time. But she's focused on it so you don't see it.
So
like good. I forgot a number of things that happened until he went back and watched it. That is burned into my memory.
Yeah, like literally.
That and interviewing Eric in the bathtub.
That's probably one of my favorite scenes.
A bond
with Evan. That was our foray into indie movie making.
Even less of a budget.
Even less of a budget. And we managed to do Color Kevin Smith, just saying.
In the mid-90s, though?
It was the mid...
The hairstyles were in the mid-90s.
It also made me think about the little indie movie bits that I did with a friend when I was in San Francisco.
No, it was mid-teens. It was like 2013.
Oh, horrible stuff.
Was when you made This Is the Podcast? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was so recently.
2012?
12 or 13, right?
2012. That was the date on the...
2012.
Wow. Because you started the podcast right about...
2008.
It was right about when you started with this.
When did we move to St. Louis?
2010.
No, we were right around the corner.
You missed that.
Because I think I...
Paul walking over and slapping Eric in the face.
I was interning this, and I it had been a little while, and I was just starting to listen to the podcast, and then you were
that was a mistake.
And we're done. I was like, oh, I missed everything.
You were an intern here?
Mm-hmm. I did all the behind-the-scenes shit.
Made her do show notes.
By the way.
And at the first...
Podcast to completion.
And the first year of Archon, I answered the hotel room door every time someone showed up.
We just yelled intern at her all
really
the time.
Really loud.
Intern! Stingray and I had a...
thought to drink.
Greeting. No, well, that was that too.
I think but no,
it was our greeting.
Did you just say no?
That happened also.
Like Sam, no, specifically, Sam yelled it too, I think.
Well, specifically it was Stingray and I. It was, we just at the top of our lungs, yeah, randomly would just scream at each other. Just our names. I'd yell Stingray at him and he'd yell Tony at me and that was it. We'd just go on about whatever we were doing.
Anytime.
So we start yelling intern.
Do I get like an executive producer credit on this?
Executive producer? What do you produce?
Are you going to start editing?
No. No, I was just hoping.
You're just the talent, Alex. Don't.
Whoa.
Are you gonna start buying equipment?
Let's not oversell my abilities.
Oh, if you need equipment, I got tons of
them. Oh, I know you do.
Just sitting around.
Do you need a bass amplifier and a bass?
Are you going to quit playing the bass?
I have not played the bass for over a year.
I have a bass. I don't have a bass amplifier. I haven't played my bass in
I feel like time. I'm carrying the weight of this entire band.
Are you guys even still a band?
I still regularly play my guitar.
Luke's off doing his own thing.
I know.
Which is really funny
else,
going back
Eric
and listening.
Was Eric also in it too?
To Ben. Yeah, Eric was our singer. Eric. I still have his outtake of trying to sing Big Dumb Sex.
Trying to say it?
Sing it.
Oh.
It's a Soundgarden song from their very early days. And it's the chorus. And most of the song is just Chris Cornell screaming, I want to fuck you. So Eric, in the creepiest manner possible, says, I want to fuck you in the vagina.
The F he puts on vagina is just the fucking
it is worst. So bad.
Like, it is serious. Like, Eric, never say that word again. Just make it the creepiest, like, it's not okay, Eric.
You're taking it back.
We can talk about Donald Trump some more.
No,
I don't want to talk about Trump.
Do we bring Risk Legacy?
I brought it.
Well, let's do that. Anybody else got anything?
No.
Clerks?
I'm good. Are we doing Clerks 2?
We hadn't talked about it. I think we actually did Clerks 2 at one point.
I'll go get the thing while you guys discuss
this. But next week is Mallrats?
Next week is Mallrats.
Hey.
Mind your way?
I left.
One of the early appearances of Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. In the giant 80s suit. I don't even know if it was the 80s, but it just looked so 80s.
No, it was not
80s. It was 90s.
It was 90s because Clerks came out first, and that was 94.
Now, was Mallrats the second movie, or did he do something in between?
What was, there was another movie that came out in the 90s. Was it, it was about a record store.
High Fidelity?
No.
Empire Records?
That's the one I'm thinking of.
So, like, if it wasn't that, it was this. Neither of which I've seen.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Adam just posted to the Archon Hangout asking for confirmation. They threw up.
Does anyone ever
He's very concerned about
All this. Right, listeners, if anyone was there.
I'm like.
Friday night.
98% positive.
Yeah.
I would ask
Jolie, but I think she was too drunk to remember.
Artemis
had a concussion, I believe.
Well.
Wasn't he part of the whole thing? Wasn't his head.
Artemis was the hammer. Artemis was the hammer.
Adam's face was the nail.
Oh. Adam's face was the nail.
I walked into the room. I say, where is Adam? Everyone said Adam is throwing up.
I don't think I was throwing up.
We'd all been drinking, so it's... I can't remember. Well, I had been drinking. That's all I can claim.
Alex and I were sober, and we both remember this.
Yeah.
Is drunk Kayla going to make an appearance at our college?
Yes, you are.
Because drunk Kayla showed up at Mardi Gras.
She did.
Drunk Kayla was adorable.
Yes, she was.
By the way, there was a full bag of jerky when we began the evening.
This bag is still pretty full.
I broke off one piece and that was it.
All right, we're done.
Night-night.
Next week.